first covered Mica Project's 50 Companies, 50 Lives campaign last September, and we were keen to see how the project was faring and how the homeless community of Brisbane was being impacted by programs like this. There's good news overall. Mica Project's latest financial year report shows their homelessness teams have supported just under 3,000 people at risk of experiencing homelessness, and in just over half these cases, the support resulted in secure and sustainable housing. Since June 2010, 50 Companies, 50 Lives, which invited businesses to donate the costs of establishing a home for one person, has housed 120 people who were previously sleeping rough in Brisbane. We've come down to the fun day to meet the individuals who bring these programs to the people in need. Their dedication, compassion and sense of humour shine through. There's Tony Robertson, Social Inclusion Officer with Mica Projects The Hive.
We work with people who are socially isolated. Now that can be people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. It's people who have issues around disability or a history of mental health issues. Basically, it's people who don't relate socially with the ease that you and I are able to have.
Social inclusion is not just a well-intended phrase. For someone like Tony Robertson, it's a practical way to make real changes in these socially disadvantaged people's lives.
So we provide opportunities for these people to engage with the local community at the social events like darts, fishing, sewing, all the activities you and I take for granted.
Many homeless people or people at risk of homelessness have not experienced a traditional family structure. Many others have come from institutionalised backgrounds.
So learning to be independent, learning to make decisions for yourself. Again, you and I do it by nature, but the people we work with, that's something they haven't been able to make choices. Many of them didn't know they could make choices.
Brisbane is unusual from many capital cities in that a number of different homeless service organisations are co-located in a central service centre office, an initiative of Mica Projects. One of the organisations working closely with Mica Projects at the Shared Office Centre is The Big Issue, one of Australia's leading social enterprises working with the homeless. Cassandra Rowland is the state manager of The Big Issue and says this is a new and successful way for these agencies to work.
It's a fairly new model, and it's a new model to Brisbane, the idea of co-location, and we're doing it really quite successfully, and I think we're one of the few that are doing that model.
She says The Big Issue is being impacted by recent cuts to the public service by the Newman government in Queensland, with inner city sales down by around a third.
Anecdotally, our vendors have said to us that they're struggling out on the street selling the magazine because a lot of their regular customers are public servants or people in businesses, and with the uncertainty at the moment that they're not buying as many magazines.
Luckily, they don't depend themselves on government funding, and their recent launch into regional areas has been a big success. Tony Robertson from Mica Projects agrees the recent state government cuts are bad news for the homeless.
The cuts are going to impact on people's ability to maintain tenancy, for example, with a loss of tenancy advice services, the cuts to other services such as gay and lesbian support, the cuts to Sisters Inside. All these cuts impact on people in the community who need a local agency that can advise them, point them in the right direction, give them support when they're particularly vulnerable.
Something Tony is excited about is Common Ground, a new social housing development in Brisbane. It's been overseen by Mica Projects and unites big business and community organisations. The first residents have just moved in, and Mica will continue to walk the streets finding our most at-risk people.
It shows the future for social change, that it's not just the community organisations. We're able to work in partnership with government and private enterprise to address some of the core social issues.
Another volunteer we met on the day, for Brisbane-based direct giving network GiveIt, Yvonne Jones, wanted to come along to the fun day to meet other people and organisations involved in supporting the homeless.
I'm also here with some other friends who have formed an organisation called Making a Difference. Making a Difference is a group of community-minded people who have spent the last 17 months doing flood recovery, and as there's no natural disasters at the moment, they're investing their energies into homelessness and Anti-Poverty Week, which will come up in October also.
And if ever the nature of the work seems overwhelming, Yvonne says the sheer volume of donated goods received since the Brisbane floods in 2011 keeps her spirits up and her determination to help strong.
We had 243 blankets donated over July, which we've now distributed back out into the community. And they were donated by flood affected, all those people who were still investing energy in helping flood affected. And we had 147 hygiene packs, which were all donated, collected, and as a group, we packed them all together and we distributed them back out to the homeless.
Cassandra Rowland from The Big Issue says homelessness is an issue we can't afford to ignore because it's a situation any of us could potentially face.
Homelessness can happen to anyone. That's the thing we know, is that you or I could be homeless. Just one thing could change in our lives and we could be in that position as well.
Thank you.